Final score, City of Derry 24, Wanderers 30. But a magnificent last 10 minutes from the home team in which they scored two converted tries. And at least they came away from this game with a losing bonus point. When at one stage, whenever Wanderers went 30 points to 10, it looked as if they could have shipped a lot more points. The Dublin side outscored Derry by 4-3, but really, as I said at half-time, if you were the Wanderers coach at the moment, you would be tearing your hair out because, I mean, they must have missed 5 or 6 tries. But having said that, you know, that is their problem, not City of Derry's. And certainly there was a lot of very, very good defensive work by Derry at times, which kept them out because they were under a lot of pressure a lot of the time. Wanderers got the perfect start whenever they scored in the first minute, whenever they attacked in midfield, and a missed tackle allowed their big number 8 to get the ball. Skipper Owen Nihil, and he went over at the post with the out half Kieran Quaid converting, so that was 7-0. Then in 12 minutes, Derry were attacking down the right-hand touchline. David Funston made a great break, and young Ian Bratton, he fed inside to him, and he raced the post with Neil Burns converting. So that was 7-0 at that stage. But then Wanderers went ahead in 15 whenever Quaid kicked a penalty, 10-7. And then they increased their lead further in 23 minutes whenever a pass was thrown to a Derry player who didn't seem to see it. The ball went loose and a few sets of three hands, and Quaid was left with a run-on, converting his own try, making it 17-7. Birds then reduced the lead to 17-10 with a penalty, and that left it Wanderers leading by 17 points to 10 at the break. It was pretty well even, Stephen, the first 10 minutes of the second half. But then Derry were penalised when a player was yellow carded for a high tackle, and Quaid then punished with a penalty to extend to 20-10. And then it was Wanderers then who had their pressure. They actually converted their pressure into points. Firstly, in 55 minutes, a lot of strong forward play near the Derry line, so Nihil powered over for a second score. And then Derry were penalised just on halfway. They didn't really form too well, and Conor McQuaid, the scrum half, he tapped and went and dived over in the corner. So that was 30 points to 10, and Wanderers at that stage had got their bonus point. Whether it was a case that they knew that that was more or less left them pretty safe with their 5 points, I don't know. But then in the last 10 minutes, Derry come back. Firstly, they put a lot of pressure in the 22, and when the ball went right, Richard McCarter delayed his pass and fed fullback Burns beautifully. He went down in the post, converted his own try, 30 points to 17. Then with 3 minutes to go, Derry again forced a line-out in the 22. Good ball from the top of the line-out, and Barber fed McCarter, and reminiscent of what Richard used to do many years ago, he dummied him straight through to the post. Dovey laid a hand on him. Burns converted, 30-24. And then in the last 2 minutes, Derry put a bit of pressure on, but unfortunately it was a wee bit too little too late. But they could not get over, and Wanderers got a penalty, kicked down into the Derry 22, and more or less ran the clock down before the referee blew for full time. But really, when you look at that scoreline, Derry came back very strongly. It was a matter of Wanderers not taking their chances in the first half, but they'll not be too worried about that because they've got their 5 points from the game. Derry salvaged a losing bonus point, which will give them a little bit of spirit, but certainly next week they have another uphill task. It was a few players come off injured, so you know they cannot afford that sort of thing. They're down to Beckett next Saturday, and again it's going to be a very, very difficult game. But certainly it was good to see that last 10 minutes, a good spirited fight back when really Wanderers could have really put the foot on the pedal at 30-10, but Derry came back, as I say, to bring it back to 30-24, and certainly a lot of the forwards deserve a lot of credit, especially the old warhorse Bob McKillop, who virtually played 65 minutes of the game. And you know, I'm sure Bob will suffer a bit tomorrow, but he set a great example of you know what you can do, and a lot of the players actually did respond with him. So hopefully that maybe he can get a wee bit of a run out next week again for 20 or 30 minutes just to lift the team. So all in all, Chris, disappointing from Derry's point of view, but what might have been didn't happen, and they managed to get a losing bonus point, and that is a bit of a solace from this particular game. Final score in the All-Ireland League Division 2B at Judges Road, it was City of Derry 24, Wanderers 30.